This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does Dr. Fauci continue to call out baseball, but not any of the other sports? So 877-881-1053, you want to weigh in on that. We've also got a shockingly large amount of discussion going throughout the show about flat earth. So those conversations have continued on for the past hour. And I'm not going to lie, I'm still interested in them.
The KNC Masterpiece, home of your flat earth discussion.
I guess so. So Dr. Fauci is coming out and saying, look, if the question is time, I would try to keep it in the core summer months and end it not with the way we play the World Series until the end of October when it's cold. I would avoid that. And so this falls in line with what the union had previously said, or the owners had previously said of, hey, look, we got to wrap it up by this time because otherwise there could be a second wave of the pandemic and you don't want that, blah, 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 blah. So what I have seen, though, is several baseball players fire back and be like, how come you're not saying this to the other sports? Is, you know, football, like, that would be the one that jumps to mind. Do you buy this? And how come it only seems to be jumping in for baseball?
Because baseball is the one sport that seems to not want to play. And it's interesting that the owners don't, like, you're getting reports that 6-8 owners don't want to play at all because of bottom line. And that sounds like, Kevin, I wonder how what the power of those owners is and if that's why Rob Manfred is doing what he's doing. But
because it can't be like the A's owner, because nobody's like, I give a crap what you think.
On. Y'all may have been competitive this year, but nobody really cares. Your stadium's not filling up. I think that Fauci's calling them out specifically because they don't really have a shot to push it any further. And so if they really do want to get something underway and they want to get these plans in action, they have to figure out how to squeeze that 50 games that they suggested to players and then players said okay to, and then they said, never mind, we're taking that back from you. That's the rudest thing, dude. That's like negotiating with your little brother and being like, all right, I'll give you this toy if you give me this. And then they're like, all right, sweet deal. And they're like, no, never mind, screw that. I want both toys. That's exactly how the owners sound in this situation. So I think that Fauci's pointing that out because the NBA sounds like they've listened. The NBA sounds like they've put a protocol in place. They have an idea. He said it's very creative. I like what they're doing. Putting the players' health at the forefront was very important to the NBA, and that's why they're going to probably succeed in this situation.
And
with the NFL, maybe.
There do seem to be some player concerns about like the way that this operates, and we recently got the details leaked of what the bubble's going to look like. But I think what also we got to remember is these quotes from Dr. Fauci came through the LA Times from staff writer Bill Shakin, who largely covers baseball. So I think that the context was focused there.
He just asked about that?
That's my guess.
Okay.
That's my guess about it because Shakin largely covers baseball, and that's probably why the focus was there. But I do wonder, I imagine that other people or Dr. Fauci has had opportunities to talk about some of these other sports. I do wonder why that wasn't made as widely directed.
So you would not be like some who have maybe floated a fantastical theory that they think maybe Fauci could have been bought off by some of the baseball people. I personally think that is unlikely, but as long as we're kicking out conspiracy theories today, I think it's unlikely just because he's been like,
doctor.
He has a code of ethics
he has to live up to, Kevin.
Okay.
They take an oath for the health of the United Countries.
Okay. What? Well, I was going to say, not that last part. I was going to say it's more that, like, he's been the guy for president on top of president on top of president. But even then, like, I've heard the theory this morning from somebody that, like, they think maybe some people got to him and he's being bought off, and that's why he's going to baseball and not the other sports. I am not inclined to believe that, but
what if he's,
you know,
a big baseball, what if he's a big baseball fan and he's like, hey, hurry the hell up and get this thing started because I really want to see baseball now.
Okay, and then, I mean, that seems like that would be a bad idea to push your agenda like that, but maybe. And then here's the other thing, and you know people are really passionate about that. From the 214, Fauci said that the president hasn't spoken to him in 2 weeks. From another 214, F that guy. And from the 817, I wouldn't believe Fauci. Look how wrong they were already, though. And see, that is the issue with some people. Some people have already decided, and nothing that happens from here is going to change their mind one way or another. So my question, I'm kind of intrigued in y'all's thoughts as well, and I know we've kicked versions of this around before. Let's say that you do get a pseudo second wave. Are we going to close down this time, or are people going to be like, no, we were prepared for that. We are prepared better with the infrastructure.
Kevin,
let's keep going.
We just on Monday, we talked about how New Zealand said, hey, we're going to pack our stadium full of people. You know why? Because the last patient in the country just recovered. We're good. We took precautions. We did things this way, and we shut it down. And, Reggie, I get it. There are far less people in that country. But they did take the precautions and said, let's do this thing. And they got it. They handled it. They got a grasp of it. No new cases right now. And, yes, if you stop testing, there will be no new cases. That makes a lot of sense right there. But this country, at the moment, I think that there are a lot of people that don't care about other people. And they're like, I got to get mine. And that's the way that it's been for the history of this country.
Sure.
Bootstraps and pull yourself up and everything. And I think that enough people out there are going to continue to say, screw this. It's not real. I got to go do whatever I want to do because this is a free country.
And also, I think for on the Dr. Fauci credibility, too, I think it's worth noting also, especially in this particular piece that we are deriving this particular content from. He's been pretty clear about this. And I quote, I'd have to underscore probably this virus is one that keeps fooling us.
Yep.
Right? Like, and that's one thing about this virus that I think we all should keep in context. As much as we've figured out and learned, we know so little about it. And I think that's where a lot of the trepidation comes from, particularly from doctors and people in the lead.
So, just to really underscore how divided people are on this, from the, let's see, 214... Why the F would somebody who's dedicated their entire life to this lie? And then at the exact same time from the 469, why do y'all only quote Fauci? We already know he's in Bill Gates' back pocket and doctors across the country have spoken out about him. And the predictions have been wrong. From the 817, COVID is a hoax. From the another 817, he was right in 2017 when he said there would be a pandemic. So if you just want to know how far people are apart in just their general belief in this to begin with, that's where we start. And then I get this from the 409. People will not shut down again. And that's kind of what I think. I'm not here to say what you should or should not do. My belief is even if there is a second wave, I do not believe that people will just be like, well, we got to do it and we got to shut down again. I just, Corey, don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to be like, F you.
A lot of business owners, small business owners that I've talked to said that they were against it right up until they saw some numbers and then right up until somebody in their business got it. And that's when they were like, crap, this is really going to affect me because I made this person come in and now can they sue me? Or, you know, is it going to spread like wildfire like that? And they said, you know what? I've seen several business owners say, let's go ahead and open things back up. And then say, oh, dang, it wasn't exactly what we expected. And when I looked a little deeper into things, I felt a certain way about it. So that's just what I see. But I see what you're saying, too. There are going to be enough people saying, how can I take advantage of this? How can the economy still thrive and maybe me be able to survive and do all this stuff without having to come in contact while other people might be at risk while working for me, doesn't matter to me. They can be at risk. That's fine. But I need them. I need my company to make some money. So I agree, Kevin. I don't think that it will be a shutdown because people will say, well, it's a survive and thrive thing. And if you survive, you make it. That's just the way that Earth works. The strong survive, the weak die.
Corey, I have terrible news for you. It had been 8 days without any known cases and 24 days without any new cases of corona in New Zealand. However, word is that now 2 cases of corona have been reported in New Zealand. And that's the thing.
Were they testing, Kevin?
Because
if they just didn't run those tests, we wouldn't have gotten these new freaking
okay, that is a dangerous
results.
Way to look at it. Factually accurate, but a dangerous way to look at it. Here's what I think, and I think that'll underscore exactly how divided people are on this, is they'll be like, yeah, see, you got a mass gathering together and people got sick. And the other side's going to be like, 2 out of 20,000? Fair enough. And I'm kind of inclined, and you see it, you continue right here. Fauci wasn't wrong. His projections were if we didn't take precautions. And then from the 972, Fauci admitted the other day that they told American people masks wouldn't help so they could hold them back for the medical community. So, like, people have already made up their mind. Any evidence or whatever else you want to throw out there, it's not going to matter. It is not going to matter. People have already made up their mind. And that's why I think if there was a second wave or whatever, people would be like, well, don't care. I'm keeping my business open. I'm going to my sports events. I'm whatever. Because people have already made up their mind. Unless something amazingly drastic would happen. And I hate to say it like this, but it's not just somebody getting the coronavirus. Remember, Kevin Durant got the coronavirus. And I thought everyone would be like, oh my God. And everyone's like, oh, wild. And then Von Miller got it. Hell, even two days ago, Zeke got the coronavirus. And you're like, that's crazy. And then we all moved on with our lives. Like, it would have to take, like, LeBron James died from coronavirus or something. I think it would have to be something that drastic for people to be like, holy crap, we should probably do something about this. Until then, I just think people are going to be like, I don't care anymore.
I will also say that somebody just called me a schmuck and said it's bad for some people. They need to protect themselves. For others, not so bad. My wife almost died waiting for a surgery. And I don't know how I'm a schmuck. I've been staying in this entire time. I've been avoiding this for a very specific purpose this entire time. And so, I don't know, man. Whatever. Kevin, I am kind of curious.
Just be prepared for that, Corey. If you like, Corona's another thing. If you don't fall exactly in line with what somebody else thinks, they think you're wrong and you're part of the problem. Like, if you believe in it too much, Corey, you're one of the reasons that the economy is crumbling because you're not out there spending enough money. But if you are out there,
you ain't seen my Amazon account.
That's
you don't know
fair.
That
is fair. But if you are out there patronizing businesses and stuff, you're one of the reasons that the coronavirus continues on. So, like, one way or another, you're going to draw the ire of people.
And I've done it, and it could cost me a lot later down the road. We'll still see on how that works out. But that being said,
I love this. From the 817, you are a schmuck. And from the 214, you're not a schmuck.
Okay.
So, consensus.
When's the last time anybody called you a schmuck?
Man, I don't even know. I don't know. Nobody has called me a schmuck before.
Just a second ago.
So with guys like Mike Trout and Garrett Cole and you know, because we're talking about baseball there, with all those guys tweeting out Bryce Harper, tell us when and where, they sound very united on this front. Kevin, I'm kind of interested in your thoughts. Are you proud of the players for staying this strong, this connected during this time with the ownership, or would you rather just see them get back to work and no matter what the owners want? I like what I'm seeing.
They
flip the tables on the owners.
But see, I really struggle with this because if it's something you truly believe, you know, like we've gone to this with like, and I'll tie it all together with Drew Brees and Mike Gundy. If like your heart was truly touched and like you went through that change, then good for you. I'm proud of you. If you saw it as a tactical decision that you had to make, I do not approve of such things. And it's the same thing here. If Gerrit Cole and Bryce Harper and Mike Trout and anybody else that you want to throw out there, if they're truly like, I fear for the safety of humans and the safety of me and my family, and I'm going to stand up against this, then that's fine. Like, I'm not here to tell you how to think. I have my own thoughts about it, but I'm not here to tell you how to think. I worry, though, that people are using this as a tool. We always bring up that thing, never let a good crisis go to waste. I fear that people are using this as a negotiation tool, and that, I think, is sorry. If you stay at home because you are truly worried for the health and well-being of your family, then that's okay with me because you got to protect your family, all right? But if you're just, you know, part of a negotiation game, I don't approve of that. And it's hard to tell. I don't know how these people really feel. So if they're really band together, Corey, and they really believe this, then good for them. I appreciate them standing up for what they believe in.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.